Young Entertainment Professionals.
You're listening to the Young Entertainment Professionals podcast, a series featuring the next generation of creative and business professionals in music, TV, and film. Hear their stories on navigating the industry with the help of the Young Entertainment Professionals Network.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Young Entertainment Professionals podcast. Today, we have a very special guest on the show, Wisconsin native and new friend, country songwriter artist, Miss Nora Collins. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Of course. So I gotta say, like, just reading through your bio here, lots to talk about today. But first, let's bring up your latest single, Vegas.
Sure.
Yeah. I remember seeing an Instagram post from one of our mutual friends about your billboard ad.
Yes.
For the single.
Thank you. Yeah, it was so exciting. There's this intersection downtown Nashville, West End and Broadway. And there's a big billboard, electronic billboard, and it cycles through different ads or whatever. And on my release day, I had an ad up there for the new single, and it was just so exciting. I took a couple bottles of champagne, some friends, and we popped the bottles on the side of the road and cheers to Vegas. So it was really fun.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. I mean, you have to when it's the first billboard, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So what is it like experiencing those moments, especially after, you know, moving here and working and, you know, working to make it and release your music? Like, what does it feel like to celebrate those moments now after the work that you've put in?
Yeah, it's just exciting. And it feels important to celebrate those things. You know, it's little milestones. And I recently got out of my first deal in Nashville. So this was my first time releasing music 100% on my own since I was like 20 years old living in Wisconsin. So, and it's a whole new world now with releasing music with, you know, all the streaming services and stuff. So I was just really proud of myself for doing it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was the big celebration for me, was just releasing music on my own.
Yeah. Do you ever see yourself like visiting Vegas in the near future? And
oh, I would love to. a friend of mine used to work for Southwest, and she had buddy passes for a year.
Oh,
and
my
they
God.
Recently expired, but we were trying to go if we could find a flight that had enough seats on it. We were going to go to Vegas and try and film like a fun TikTok video or something. But it didn't work out. So it doesn't mean it won't happen, but I can't wait to go back to Vegas. That would be great.
Well, I'll be waiting for that documentation on the gram, so, and TikTok.
Absolutely.
So you've got writers on here, Frank Leger and Ryan Lafferty here. Yeah. Can you talk about like how y'all came up with this idea and why it was an important song for you to release at this time?
Yeah. So Frank and Ryan are two of my favorite co-writers right now. We write pretty often, and I feel like we just have good chemistry in the writing room. This song just kind of wrote itself, to be honest. It was one of the quicker writes that we've done. Mm-hmm. And it's just a song about, you know, knowing your self-worth and understanding the weight of that when deciding to give your heart away, or if you want to give your heart to somebody, because it's a scary world out there. I don't want to get hurt.
Yes.
So it's just, you know, it's an empowerment song ultimately.
What did that do for you in sense of empowerment to write a song that you like wanted to encourage other people to know what they deserve and know what they wanted before obviously jumping into a relationship or even like something involving their career? Like, what did it mean to you to also empower yourself at the same time to be like, I know what I want, I know what I deserve, and I don't want anything less, or to settle for anything less?
Absolutely. I mean, that's really well said. Yeah. It was important for me to write that. I feel like I right now and experiencing, you know, unknown in my career, that's maybe a little bit more where I lean, with the meaning behind the song. So, it's important. I mean, just for anybody and at all times, no matter when, you know, you're going through the ebbs and flows of life, it's important to know what you deserve. And, being a creative person, we all kind of struggle with insecurities, and it's just important to have those songs and those people in your life that remind you like you are deserving and you are good enough. And it's just so important.
Who are some people in your life right now that you'd like to shout out who have meant a lot to you, and maybe some that have been there for the long haul?
Yeah. I mean, definitely got to shout out mom and dad.
Yes,
they've always,
always
believed in me. Thank you guys so much. I will also shout out my best friend, Caitlin. She's really been a huge supporter in this time. And, you know, honestly, a lot of people in the music community here in Nashville have been very supportive. And in this release, I was just overwhelmed by the amount of people that were willing to help me. Or cut me a break and, you know, just be like, hey, I just want to help you and support you. Like, you need this right now and I believe in you. So there's a lot of people. I don't want to forget anybody. So I'll just do an overall blanket of a big thank you to everybody that just offered support, whether it was in any fashion. It meant a lot.
So moving here, did you see yourself as an artist, or did you see yourself as a songwriter, or did you kind of want to try out both? Like, what was like your vision of what you saw yourself to be when you were traveling from Wisconsin to Nashville to move here?
Definitely artist. I made the move back in 2016 after I signed a publishing and artist development deal. So my dream and my goal has always to be on country radio. And I just always figured I would be an artist. Like, to me, there's no other option.
Yeah.
But I also love writing songs. I love the craft of it. And in the perfect world, I would love to see myself have a number one as a songwriter in country music, and then also as an artist. Whether that's the same song, doesn't matter to me. Yeah. But I would like, I'd like the whole thing. I started playing songs writing songs and playing out. That beer's hitting me. Oh my gosh, I just got warm. but anyway, I've been playing out since I was 14 years old, and I started playing like 200 dates a year, 5 years in a row, all stuff I booked myself back home in Wisconsin. So like, my favorite part of being a creative person and being a songwriter is getting to share the songs with people and seeing how it impacts them. So there's never been a time in my life where I've wavered of like, do I love performing or not? Mm. It's also there with the songwriting. I always enjoy writing songs. That can be a little harder some days, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, performing, I feel like it's just like it's riding a bike because I've done it for so long. Songwriting, it just depends on the day, the mood that you're in, the mood that your co-writers are in. Mm-hmm. If there's a good idea, some days you finish a song, some days you don't even start one. So it's just, I love how unexpected it is. Like, every day is a new day. You know, it's not like you're going and doing the same thing every single day, which is exciting. And I think that's why this is a path that I've chosen. And I love writing about my feelings.
As does every artist. So how do you, like, I mean, tips for managing those feelings and like where to put them, and like when do you realize, okay, a song needs to be about this thing that I'm going through? Does it happen early on, or does it happen like to a point where like, oh, this is a story that could maybe relate to somebody? Like, at what point do you decide this is a song?
Well, I think I'm really good about I can't write about my feelings right in that moment. Like, mm-hmm. I have to process, go through what I'm going through, and then take my time coming around to the idea. Because I think when things are a little too fresh, it's almost too sensitive, and I don't even want to go there for a song. I don't know if that answered your question.
It does. Okay. Yeah. Because I feel like, you know, you hear those stories about writers that they're like, I woke up in the middle of the night and I had this idea, or like, I, you know, this happened and I immediately called up my co-writer. And then, but it's interesting to hear like you want to work through what you're going through to have kind of a different take, maybe like an epilogue, absolutely, like aftermath feeling of writing that story, you know?
Yes, totally.
Who are some writers or artists or inspirations or muses or whatever you want to call them that's like inspired your look or your sound or what that might be?
Sure. Well, early on in my career, I would say Patsy Cline was a huge influence for me sonically. There was a year where she was all I listened to. I had a guitar teacher introduce me to her, and I was just obsessed. I loved hearing the emotion in her voice. Mm-hmm. And just those melodies were insane. So she's influenced me a lot sonically and lyrically. As far as look goes, I've never been a very fashion forward kind of girl. I've always needed a lot of help in that area.
And well, you look great. So
thank you. I think I've picked up some things from some people in town.
I was going to make a mention. I know people can't see, but I love your ring. Is this an heirloom?
It is.
Yes.
Let me tell you about this ring.
Okay.
This ring was, the jewel. It's a ruby. It was my grandmother's or like my great, great grandmother's. And, my Aunt Kathy, shout out to Aunt Kathy. She'll mm-hmm. love this. She gave me the ring. But when she gave me the ring, it was in, the ruby was in like a really, old setting where I questioned if it was like fake. Mm-hmm. It did not look real at all. It was like really gross. And, I took it to a jeweler to have it inspected to see if it was a real ruby, and it was. So then I found this setting, and the guy was like, I'm a sucker for a family heirloom. So he gave me this ring for all in to size it and clean it and whatever they do for $200. And this is a $1,200 ring.
What?
Yeah.
It is. I wish people could see this.
I wear it every day.
It's so beautiful.
Thank you. I love it.
Yeah.
It brings me a lot of joy.
So all that to say, you're doing great in the fashion department.
I will say a couple of years ago with, you know, having that artist development deal, they brought a stylist on mm-hmm. and I had a couple, like the first stylist came to my house and did like a closet sweep with me. And we talked about how to pair things and everything, and then moved on to another stylist who went shopping for me. And they really helped me level it up, you know?
Yeah.
We've come a long way.
Of course. Let's talk about some of the people that you've opened for.
Sure.
You've opened for shows. You've opened for acts such as Tim McGraw, Dustin Lynch, Kelsey Ballerini, who's we're going to talk about in just a second. Cool. Ashley McBride and John Party. Is there an experience within those household names that's been like that's stuck with you? I'm sure there's been many, but like something that you can think of now that you'd love to share.
I guess the first thing that comes to mind is that I partied with John Party on his bus. And that's always stuck out to me. You know, it just felt right. Mm-hmm. Felt like a moment that needed to happen. Everyone that I've opened for has been extremely kind and gracious and encouraging. Before the pandemic, I did a couple shows with Ashley McBride, and she was probably the nicest of anyone I've ever met. She sought me out, which is very kind. And she came to my dressing room and she was just like, hey, I just want to let you know my dressing room is your dressing room. Like if you need anything at all, you come find me and go kill it out there. And then she told me I did a great job after the show. And she made some really nice comments on stage, which, you know, they don't have to do. And most of the time they don't even remember your name. So moments like that really mean a lot to somebody who's, you know, trying to make their way.
Yeah. What do you think is so important about like experiencing those positive interactions in entertainment? I feel like Nashville in particular, like there is such a great community here of artists, of, you know, film and TV people. Like if you find the right ones, I mean, there's tons of them that are just, you know, they want to help. They want to be in community with you. So can you share like how that's impacted you and like your journey?
It's just incredibly encouraging. You know, I feel like sometimes it can be a little more on the competitive side, or maybe people don't want to help, or there's, you know, a lot of the times you hear about, you know, girls just aren't very nice to other girls.
Yeah.
And so like when Ashley went out of her way to be incredibly kind to me, you know, it just, it makes you feel really good and it makes you want to pass it along. So like if I were to ever, you know, get to her level, I would mm-hmm. love to do that for somebody else. It's just about, it's not about competition. You know, no one is in competition when you think about it. Everybody has their own lane, their own thing that makes them different. So it's like, let's just support each other, help each other along the way. Good things happen to good people, right?
That's yes. the idea. Cheers to that. We're drinking
Amen, sister.
Some beer. So congrats. Thanks. On that. Congrats on collaborating and also like realizing that, because I think, I don't know, it's just easy to get into that competitive headspace, I think, for a lot of people. And, you know, having a positive conversation of like, I'm here for you and vice versa. Like that's really, you know, yeah, it's a great thing.
That's what it's all about.
So you have a current single out called Plain Jane, and it has, it features the stunning vocals of Vince Gill himself.
Yes.
Love that. Please talk about how that happened. That's awesome.
So that happened during my time in my publishing deal. This was a record that I released in 2018. Mm-hmm. And it was just kind of this idea that was thrown out there. Like, didn't think that it would actually happen. But it did, and I was blown away, and I got to meet Vince and be there while he did his part. And this was another moment of encouragement as well, because it was, I thought, you know, this is, he's iconic. Mm-hmm. He's a very busy man. Like, he doesn't have to do this for me. He doesn't even know me. I'm nobody. And he's taking the time to do this. I thought it was going to be really quick, like an in and out, maybe like 20 minutes, half hour tops. Well, it was over an hour and a half, and he just kept saying, I can do it better. Like, give it to me again. Give it to me again. Let me do it better. And I was just like so appreciative and humbled by that, because again, it's someone who is light years
incredible
ahead of me, has never met me, doesn't know anything about me, and offered his incredible voice on this song just to help an artist who's starting out in town. Like, I will never forget that day. I took secret video because I mean, I had to.
I mean, anyone would.
Yeah. Probably one of the highlights of my time in Nashville so far. I mean,
of course. Yeah. And anytime that I've met him, and even in passing, it's like, he's just such a warm,
so warm
personality. Yeah. And it's always like you said, an encouragement to meet those people when you finally do be like, oh, you are like actually a really nice person.
Yeah,
you know,
I love when that
I
happens.
Can have a conversation with you at breakfast or whatever. Okay. So you're currently in the studio.
Yes.
With Forrest Glenn Whitehead, who wrote a lot of songs and produced albums for Kelsea Ballerini. So talk a little bit about that project and what people can expect and what you hope they can hear from the messages on those songs.
Well, this project has been in the works for a minute. Mm-hmm. We got started on this pre-pandemic, and then the pandemic hit and we had to kind of just put everything on pause, understandably so. And we took probably like a year off from the project. So it is just really exciting to be back in the groove of things. And I really, really believe in these songs. So this wasn't something that I wanted to just like let go and not finish. Mm-hmm. So we're slowly but surely working on this project. And it's just songs that a lot of these songs just kind of came from my heart, essentially, my story. And then there's some fun songs in there. There's a song called Leroy that I wrote with Jesse Joe Dillon.
Oh my God,
and Forrest.
Jessie Joe.
Love Jesse Joe. She's
fun. She's, I always so love fun. This sounds kind of stalkerish, but it's not, because we're both following each other on Instagram. I love her memes that she posts.
She's just the ultimate cool girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's just everything about her is cool.
You can't deny it.
And then she's crazy talented. And she's a good hang. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, she's incredible. Huge, huge Jesse Joe fan. And I think that's going to be the first song that we release, is a song called Leroy. But I'm just so excited to finally share these songs with people. I've been playing them out for the past year.
Yeah.
And people are familiar with them if they've seen my live show. And so it's just exciting to share what I do acoustically, transform that into the production, full production of these songs. Couldn't be more excited.
Any part of that you're interested in? Because I noticed you mentioned like the production and like that, the sound and what you acoustically
I
like.
I really, really love being a part of the process and like watching it all come together. Mm-hmm. But I don't naturally have an ear for that stuff. Like, I feel like in the writing room, a lot of people are like, man, I could hear this with like, you know, this kind of guitar, and oh, how about a little bit of banjo and this here, and like, let's really have it build or whatever. Like, I don't think that way when I write. Mm-hmm. I don't hear those things either. It's so it's really fun for me to be a part of the process, because I can kind of have a say in how we shape the song sonically.
Yeah. So in the writing room, like if you're with Jesse Joe or like one of your other co-writers, what role would you say you typically play? Like, are you more of the lyric person, the idea, melody? Like what's your role within the writing room typically?
Well, typically, I come in as the artist in the room. And then I also, you know, I always try to bring an idea with me. Some days you got it, some days you don't. And then I think probably my strong suit in the room is melodies. I'm a real melody person. That's really fun for me to come up with different hooky things, you know? But I mean, I really love crafting a song, like lyrically. I'm more of a, I would say more of like a poetic writer. I really like to write feelings. So I tend to lean more feeling songs instead of like story songs.
Okay.
So that's where it's really fun for me to have a strong lyricist in the room, to help me craft the story. And then I get those feelings in there.
Oh, gotcha. So they put it like into words for you and then you add the extra words or the ways.
We just kind of work together to find the right line. But, I just tend to lean more feeling.
The emotion.
Yeah. Emotion. Yeah.
Dream stage to play one day. And if you could like snap your fingers and the perfect like stage design appear, like would it be like a lot of smoke and mirrors or would it be stuff floating in the air? Like as an artist, like what do you want?
Well,
in the future,
I've definitely never thought about stage design.
Okay.
So I'll start with dream stage to play, which would be, I'd love to play Red Rocks.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's just, I mean, it's iconic and it's beautiful. And that would just be a real moment and a lot of moment that people strive for. So that would be the one. And then as far as stage design,
like colors, like,
well, I love yellow. Yellow is like my favorite color. So I wonder if there could be a cool, like, and I love neon signs. I know that's super in right now. But like maybe a neon sign in the background with my name and then just like a bunch of like Edison bulbs everywhere on the ground. I don't know. I've never thought about it. You've given me something to think about and dream about.
I feel like you just said it though, like you have thought about it. So maybe it's been like subconsciously there.
There we go.
Yeah.
Love.
Did you know that Music City is now home to an apartment community where you can live, work, and socialize? Connect Nashville is leasing and accepting social and co-working members to join their community. Every Connect resident has complimentary access to co-working spaces and modern amenities nationwide. It's not just a place to reside, it's a giant exclamation point on how you choose to live. Get an exclusive YEP member offer today by texting YEP Special to 615-649-8943. You'll receive 1 month free when you sign a 12-month lease with a 48-hour look and lease promotion. Visit www.connectnashville.com to learn more about their Midtown property.
Okay, so I'm seeing Marshall Altman's name throughout your bio here. Talk about his role in your career and maybe like something that you contribute or that you tribute him for helping you with.
Yeah, Marshall produced my Strings EP, which is the one that has Plain Jane on it. And he was someone that I feel like kind of gave me a chance. Like he took a chance on me. We had never met, but he had heard a couple of my songs and wanted to produce a project on me. And so that, you know, he is someone who has many accolades and has produced number one records. And so for someone like that to just hear a couple demos and be like, hey, you, I like you. Let's go. Let's do this. Meant a lot to me. It's, you know, I think we all look for affirmations that we're on the right path and we're doing the right thing. Yeah. So when that happened, that was something that stood out to me and it was a confidence booster. And then the whole process of making that EP, I mean, he really wanted me to be involved and it was fun just to like sit there with him in the studio and learn from him on, you know, like what makes a hit record and just see behind, What's that saying? Now I can't think of words. See behind the scenes,
behind the curtain. Jeez. Behind the curtain is still kind of the same thing. You know.
You get it.
Yeah.
But I mean, he was just so warm and just wanted me to be involved. And I appreciated that because some producers are just like, hey, you just sing the songs, you know, and then you get out of here and I'll send you a mix. So it was fun. And I really appreciated being able to see how everything came together.
Yeah. Love it. So we got to go back and talk about where you're from. Yeah. Okay. So talk about your family a little bit. Like, you're from Wisconsin. We've talked about you're near Milwaukee and everything, but maybe something, you know, from living is it a small town?
I mean, there's like 40,000 people. It's a suburb of Milwaukee.
So kind of not really. So maybe like the first time, I know you said you've been writing songs for a long time, but like first time you were like, oh my gosh, this is what I want to do. Like, I want to move to Nashville and make it as an artist.
So when I was 14, that's when I started writing songs, and I showed my mom these songs and she was like, wow, these are pretty good. You know, your Uncle Doug has a home studio. He was a music major in college. Mm-hmm. And he just had, you know, a computer and a microphone. And so she was like, we should go over to Uncle Doug's and have you just record a guitar vocal of these songs, because you'll want to look back on them someday. This will be really fun. So I went out there. We did that. And then my uncle was like, these are pretty good. Like, I play piano. We should add some piano. And then he was like, you know, your Uncle Brian plays guitar. We should have him come in and put some lead guitar in. So it became like a family project. And during that time, there was a contest going on with CMT. It was called Music City Madness. And it was for original music. You had to make a music video. So my uncle made a music video for me for a song that I wrote called Don't Slow Down, like just a handheld camera.
Oh my gosh, I love it. And do you still have that?
Somewhere. We took it down from YouTube, but... I was proud of it at the time and still proud of it. It made me who I am.
But you should just like throw it in a future music video as like, but make it like the home video.
Absolutely.
Vibes.
Well, and there is some home video vibes from that video in a little teaser video that we did for my single Neon Healing. So if you're interested, go check that out. You'll see a little teaser of baby Nora. But it's just, you know, it's funny to look back on your younger self. It's a little cringe, but I think we all feel that way. But anyway, so we submitted the video to CMT Music City Madness, and I ended up making the top 16 in the nation. And through that, I got a lot of like local coverage back home on the news and in the newspaper and stuff. And at the time, I was playing at Potbelly Sandwich Works. That was like my steady gig that I was playing. I'd play every Friday and Saturday night at this sandwich shop.
Oh my God.
And one of the nights, a woman from NSAI, the Milwaukee chapter, came in and introduced herself and told me about NSAI, and they had meetings once a month on Saturdays. And I started going to that. And then that's when it opened my eyes that it was more than a hobby. Like that it was, I didn't know you could write songs for a living. And I also didn't know to dream big enough or know enough that I could make the move to Nashville and have a real go at things. Like, I don't want to say that I didn't dream big enough. Like, my first dream was to be on Broadway. Like, I've just always wanted to perform.
Wait, that's awesome.
So I've always known that this is what I was meant to do, but I didn't know that it would take me into the country world. Which is crazy.
Okay, Broadway. We got to talk about that for a second. Favorite Broadway show that you've been to, or maybe one that you like remember as a kid being like, oh my gosh, yes.
Well, I was a musical theater kid. So I will say my favorite show that I was in was Grease. I played Sandy my senior year in high school. So shout out to Grease. But favorite production that I've seen was probably The Lion King. I've seen The Lion King a few times.
Oh my gosh.
And it's phenomenal. Like, I mean, all of the creative things that they do to make those animals.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane.
I feel like, I mean, Broadway would be all about a feeling, wouldn't it be? Like the way that, okay, so I feel like that probably is why You lean towards that.
Probably so.
In writing.
Very dramatic.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, there's a connection there. So you were into Broadway and then you moved in. What age did you move to? I guess I could count back.
Yeah,
years,
no. I got my deal when I was 22 and then I moved. Yeah, I was 22 when I signed the deal and then I didn't move until my 23rd birthday. Oh, or I just moved here and then turned 23.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy, time flies.
Oh my God. Isn't it crazy like how all these little things like add up to you?
Yes, it's wild.
Wanting to make the move and change. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it's crazy too to, you know, sit here today and talk to you about all this stuff because, you know, I've talked about my my journey a million times mm-hmm. into different platforms and stuff, but it's not something you think about daily. And it's been a long time since I've had this conversation. And it's just fun to look back and like realize how far you've come, you know?
Yeah, you have to.
It feels good.
You have to remind yourself of that, you know, because
it's so important.
We can get really caught up in that, like, well, I haven't done this yet. But like, think about all the things you used to want to do or
right.
want to accomplish. And you did those.
Exactly.
You know, well, so it just takes time.
Yep. Just got to keep the train moving.
So to wrap things up, I want to hear how Yup has been involved in your journey a little bit and maybe that community and, you know, any advice you could give to someone that's maybe moving to Nashville now.
Yeah, well, I met Amelia a couple years ago, pretty much. I want to say probably 5.5 years ago, right away when I moved. Mm-hmm. And she was kind enough to invite me to play a Yup showcase and yes. one of the Rewind nights. And it's just been fun because it was a great way for me to meet people in the community and to meet other songwriters that are up and coming. Mm-hmm. So I just love the community aspect of it and getting to hear other people play too. I love yeah. the shows that they put on. And you know, this town is all about networking. So mm-hmm. my advice to anyone who is trying to get into this would be go to those events. It's so important and crucial to meet people and establish relationships, and even if it's just someone that you can wave to,
yeah,
you know, the next time you'll say hi, and then the next time you guys will have a drink together. It's a slow build, and I think it's important to remember that relationships don't just happen overnight. Like yep. you have to build them. So if this is something you're interested in doing, it is a commitment. Like it's yeah. gonna take a minute, but that's part of the fun. Is the road there, you know?
I think like the slow build of what you just said, like that's the perfect way to describe it. And I feel like even now, like the projects that I work on, the ones that have meant the most to me, I can be like, oh, I was like friends with this person for such a long time and now they're involved in this part of it. Yeah. And it just makes it more whole.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. You're going to start having a lot of full circle moments the longer you're here and the more that you integrate yourself into the community.
Yeah. So last question.
Sure.
What are you most proud of from this year, like that you've done?
I think this year, the thing that I'm most proud of is just releasing music. It is scary to be an independent artist. Mm-hmm. And I moved here with a deal and got out of my deal this year. So it's a whole new world. It's my first time in Nashville, not having the support of a company. So initially that was really scary for me. But as time has gone on and, you know, I'm meeting with people, I'm excited and I just feel like empowered and that I am very capable. I think we all, you know, again, we go through the struggle of the ebbs and flows, the ups and downs of being a creative person and yeah. feeling like, hell yeah, I am totally on the right track and I'm doing everything perfect and I'm going to be a star, you know? And then you have days where you're like, I got canceled on again. No one's calling me. No, these people aren't getting back to my emails. Like, whatever. I feel like my biggest thing that I'm proud of is that I kept going and that I didn't wait around for people to help me. Like, I just went out there and I did it myself, and I'm going to continue to do it myself because this is what I was meant to do. So I'm just going to keep taking those steps. And along the road, I'm going to find another partner that will make sense and help take things to another level. So Go team.
Go team. Keep going. And I can so identify. I mean, I'm not like an artist in the sense of music, but like I identify with those
person as well.
Oh, those days where I'm like, why is this person not getting back to me on this for this shoot or whatever? And it can be frustrating. And then I think, because I'm about to be 30, I will be
Happy
30.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you. I will be 30 by the time this comes out. And I don't know. I think that I've, like one of my friends says it best, just I hold my hand open to things.
Oh, I love that.
And I'm a little bit just like, you know what? If this person doesn't get back to me by tomorrow at 12 p.m., it's whatever.
Right.
It wasn't meant to happen. There have been shoots that have been canceled and then rescheduled, or they come about at a later date and they were way better than they would have been if I just had them 2 months before. It's weird like that.
Half of the battle is like going with the flow, you know? Like, I'm someone who, I feel like I'm pretty structured. I love a list. I love a timeline. And so something that I've had to really work on is just letting things happen how they're meant to happen. Like, you can't force things, right? Mm-hmm. And that's a hard thing to learn. But things are so much better when you just let it happen organically. Now, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't, like, I believe you should be pleasantly persistent. Because I do think most of the time,
you're so well spoken, like, pleasantly persistent.
Just popping
I love
by to
that.
Say hi, making sure you got my last email. Here's a new song. You know, I don't know. I think it's important because I've had to learn to not take things personally when people don't get back to you.
Yeah.
Because it's not personal most of the time. Most of the time, it's just people are really busy. They've got 1,000 other things to do. And I get it. Like, I'm not top priority. Right now, but I will be.
You will be.
Amen. And you too. You too.
Everyone, keep being pleasantly persistent. That's how we do
That's
things around here.
That's right there.
Well, Nora, thank you so much for being on the Yup Pod.
Thank you for having me. It was so fun.
Yes. And you're such a, just easy to talk to.
Yeah,
so very
so
excited
you.
for people to hear our conversation. They can follow you on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Nora Collins Music or Nora.com. Like, what's the?
NoraCollins.com. And there's links to all the socials there. That's probably the easiest way.
Yeah. And look out for her new project coming very, very soon.
Thank you.
Take care. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Young Entertainment Professionals Podcast. To get connected, visit YepNashville.com and follow Yep Nashville and Yep Los Angeles on social media. I'm your host, Libby Ulrich, and until next time, discover, cultivate, accelerate.